Exodus chapter 20 and verse number 15. And it simply says, you shall not steal. In the Hebrew, it's two words, no stealing. I've entitled this message today, don't take what doesn't belong to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, pray your blessings as we read your word and as we study your word. I pray, God, that you would give us clear understanding for this particular commandment. Help me, Lord, to be able to preach it today. Fill me with your spirit. Amen. The word steal here in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15, literally means to take by stealth. Or it's theft that's done in secret. But in general, the idea here is that you do not take anything that does not belong to you, hence the title of my sermon. Now, if you're like me, when it comes to this particular issue, you're looking at the news, or these days, if you're on your computer watching a video that somebody took with their camera, and it's a video of a riot, and people are looting stores. Y'all seen those, haven't you? Where they're breaking out the windows and busting in the doors, and people are going in, and they're just helping themselves to whatever they can carry. It's just pandemonium, as people are just grabbing stuff and not paying for it and leaving in a hurry. When you, if you're like me, as I said, whenever you see things like that, it makes you very angry, doesn't it? I mean, it just, you feel yourself getting warm whenever you see that. And if you're like me again, you might even have a thought or two of how you'd like to deal with those people if you could catch them and just have a few minutes with them. And then you have to say, Lord, I don't need to think that. I just need to leave that up to law enforcement. That's the ones that you've ordained to take care of matters like that. It's not up to me. Many people, and I'm sure it's this way in here today, many people, when it comes to this act of stealing, I mean, it's reprehensible. It's deplorable. You'd never think about doing something like that, breaking and entering, or taking something from somebody when they weren't home, or taking it when they were home and they just didn't know about it. You're just not the kind of person to do something like that. You would never, ever even consider doing something like that, or robbing someone at gunpoint with a knife or anything like that. But I'm sure, as you all know, there are other ways. There are numerous ways to commit theft. Many times not ways that we think about all that much. Examples of these are, well, of course, shoplifting, not paying a debt, stealing time from an employer, and you're supposed to be working, you're not working. For employers, not giving a worker their fair due, not paying them as you should pay them. You can steal by tax fraud. You can steal by taking something and not returning it. In the academic world, you can steal something by plagiarism. You can take someone's thoughts or even someone's writings, and you can take credit for it, not give the other person credit. In fact, that was a little bit of an issue in the Southern Baptist Convention just a couple of years ago. One pastor was preaching another pastor's sermon almost word for word and not giving him credit for it. And I mean, both of these pastors are well-known pastors, so you know somebody was going to hear it. And they did. I don't want to spend this morning looking at all the different ways that people can steal. You know, most weeks when I have time, I like to go and listen to other pastors preach on whatever topic I'm preaching on, or I like to read their sermons. And most all of the messages that I saw, and by the way, there weren't really all that many. I was a little surprised, but I didn't dig too deep. But there, of the ones that I saw, most of the sermons dealt with different ways you could steal. And they were fine sermons. One sermon that I read, they used this particular commandment to teach on tithing. I'm not going to do that this morning if you think that that may be the way that I was going. That's not what I'm going to do. More than looking at ways that people can and do steal, I want to look at what's behind it. I want to look at what causes it. In other words, I want to look not at the fruit, but I want to look at the root. See, you need to remember, we all need to remember that we're studying the commandments, which I know you remember that, but we need to remember that these commandments, they tell us how we are to relate both to God and to man. It's our relationship with both God and man. And stealing, along with these other commandments, when we're not obeying them, it tells us that we're not right with either God or man. There is an issue on the inside. Now, for the past couple of weeks, we've looked at murder, we've looked at adultery, and what did we determine? That these are issues that come from the heart. These are heart issues, pure and simple. This one is no different. Those that would steal, whether in stealth or whether in broad daylight, it does not matter. Someone that would do this has a heart that is not right. The heart is the source of this sin. And so, the heart problem in regards to stealing is seen in a few things. Let me give them to you this morning. First of all, the heart problem that leads to stealing is seen in not respecting God's authority. Not respecting God's authority. You see, look at it this way. God can give what He wants to whoever He wants, and He doesn't need to ask my permission. And if a person has something, it is because God has allowed them to have it. It is God's to give as He sees fit, and it is not ours to take. That is God's design. Now, listen to this. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17. The Bible says, "Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark." Now, in the Old Testament, as you know, the children of Israel were led out of bondage, and they were led to the promised land. And God said, when you get there, I'm going to give you this land. And I'm going to give certain ones certain property. It's going to be divided up among the tribes and among the families. So God measured out what He wanted each of them to have. And when it was marked out, you know what they did? They put landmarks. Markers there so that you would know this belongs to this person. This belongs to this family. This belongs to that tribe. However, God, knowing the human heart, knew that somebody would come along and somebody would want a few more acres than they were given. And so you know what they do? They would pick up that landmark and they would move it. It was stealing someone's property. God had given that to them, but yet to someone, but yet someone else wanted it for themselves, and so they stole property, and God says, you're cursed if you do that. You have rejected God's authority to give whatever property He wants to give to whoever He wanted to give it to. You see, something else that we need to understand. Everything belongs to God, okay? Everything belongs to God, as we've already said, and He can give it to whoever He wants to. Everything belongs to God, and you and I are just stewards who will one day give an account for what we have. Every single one of us. Numerous Bible verses tells us that God owns everything. Psalm 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8 says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Whatever we have, whatever you have, has been given to you by the Lord. Okay? Now, I know what some will say, and I understand. Some will say to me today, well, Brother Steve, I got what I got by working hard. I worked hard for what I understand that. I understand that. But you understand also that there are people all over this world today that work just as hard, if not harder, than you do. And they don't even have a fraction of what we have. Not even a fraction of what we have. You've worked hard, and God has blessed your efforts by letting you have what you have. Now, you've been a good steward because you've worked hard for it. You've taken care of all of that. All of that is good. All of that is good. But understand, folks, the Bible tells us that when you came into this world, what did you bring in this world with you? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. And guess what you'll have when you leave? You'll take nothing with you. Only thing you've got is what you sent on ahead. You know, there's an old joke says you never see a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Some smart aleck went and got him a hearse and got him a U-Haul and attached that U-Haul to the hearse. And they posted it on social media and said, well, I guess that takes care of that illustration. But you understand, you take nothing with you. Somebody asked the question one time when very rich Howard Hughes died. They said, how much did he leave behind? And somebody said, he left it all. You know, I've used this before, but people say, you know, whoever dies with the most toys wins. That's what the old saying is. Yeah, but whoever dies with the most toys is still dead. Hey, listen, you may win the rat race, but guess what? You're still a rat. That's not the way to look at possessions. We say, God, you gave this to me. You wanted me to have this. I brought nothing in this world, and I know I cannot carry anything out. I've worked, and you've blessed me to be a steward of what I have. And we are to be grateful for what we have. We are to treat it carefully, and I believe that we are to treat it generously. We're to give. We're to share as we can, knowing that one day we will give an account. But when we get all this messed up and we think we have to have something that doesn't belong to us, and we're not treating what God has blessed us with, then it shows that we're not respecting God's authority to be able to give whoever he wants, whatever he wants. And it also means that we don't care. God said, thou shalt not steal. This is the problem right here. So stealing comes from, number one, not respecting God's authority. Number two, not trusting in God's provisions. Those that steal say they don't trust God to provide for them. And this can lead to a few different things. Let me share them with you. First of all, not trusting in God can lead us to take matters into our own hands. When we're not trusting God, we feel like we have to take matters in our own hand and go get what we want or go get what we think we need. I don't trust God to provide for me. I've got to do this myself. I wrote this down. Stealing is the lazy man's way to get things. He does not want to work to get them. He does not trust God that if he will just do what God says, that God will let him have what he needs. No, he feels like he must take matters into his own hands, and it is a matter of trusting God or not trusting God. Folks, I want you to understand something. God's plan, now listen to me, God's plan has always been for man to work. I have heard people say, maybe you have as well, you know, when you go to heaven, you're just going to be in eternity, and you know, we're just not going to be doing anything, and I just don't know if I, no. I believe that you will be doing something. See, before the fall, what was man doing? Working. He was tending the garden that God had given him. He was taking dominion over everything. God had a specific plan in mind for man from the very beginning. The difficulty came after the fall. You know why you sweat? Post of the fall. You know why you have to go out and pull up weeds and stickers and thorns? It's because of the fall. You know why you get tired? Because of the fall. As God said, the ground would be cursed and it would produce thorns and thistles, and man would eat bread by the sweat of his brow. No, he was supposed to work, and I believe that we will have responsibilities all throughout eternity. No, we're not just going to be sitting on a white cloud, strumming a harp, singing. We're going to have something to do, and you know what? It's going to be enjoyable. We're going to get pleasure as we serve our Lord. No, work has always been a part of God's plan. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 says this, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." So Paul says man is to work so that he can have something to give to those in need and that he may have something for himself. So we must trust God that if I will obey God, I don't have to take matters into my own hands. God will provide. But not trusting God also can lead to discontentment. People who steal are people that are never satisfied. They're never satisfied. They believe that they always have to have more than they have in order to be satisfied. They have not learned how to be content and find satisfaction in what God has provided. They're not resting in the Lord. One day some tax collectors came to John the Baptist and they said, "Teacher, what shall we do?" John the Baptist said, "Take only what is appointed for you. Don't steal. Take only what you're supposed to take." In other words, trust God. That same time, some Roman soldiers came and asked him, said, "And what shall we do?" And John said to them, "Do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages." Trust God. Learn how to be content. The Bible tells us a couple of things, that contentment is learned and that it is great gain. Philippians 4:11. "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content." You have to learn to be content with what you have, whether you're in prison or whether you're in the palace, whether you have plenty or whether you have little. You need to learn to be content. Because if you can't be content, then you're going to always want more. And that desire to want more, guess what? Can lead you to do things that you ought not to do. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 and 8, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain." That's verse 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. "Now godliness with contentment is great gain." Verse 7 says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out." Verse number 8, "And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content." Are you contented this morning? Are you content in Christ? Are you trusting in Christ? And by the way, folks, this doesn't just apply to people who steal. This applies to all of us. Some people are just, you wouldn't steal, but you're discontented. Nothing ever seems to satisfy you. Nothing ever seems to make you happy. You've not learned the secret of contentment, and you have not learned the power of the dynamic duo. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Another thing about not trusting God is that not trusting in God can lead to a sense of entitlement. Do we not live in a day and age when people think, if someone else has something, then I ought to have it too? If somebody else got it, then I ought to get it too. Do I need to tell y'all who demonstrates this almost perfectly? Children. You give one child one thing, and guess what? The other one, they want it too. It's not fair. It leads to a sense of entitlement. And I'm telling you, folks, we live in the United States of America today where this country is absolutely filled with people who have a sense of entitlement. They think they are owed things. They don't have to work for it. It ought to be given to them. And so what? They'll go join up and sign up for programs and gifts and things that they don't have to pay for, that someone else had to pay for. That's stealing. And it's because of a sense of entitlement that we have. You know why? Because we don't trust God. We don't trust God. In this case, a person may not steal, as in actually breaking and entering, but they can steal. Let's just say, for example, an employee can steal by not giving an honest day's work for an honest day's pay because they feel like, I haven't been treated fairly, or guess what? I ought to make more money than what I make here. And I listen, I know that people think that, that Brother Steve doesn't know what's going on in the real. Brother Steve, before I pastored, I worked in the workplace. I've had supervisors. I've had bosses. I've been a boss. I've done that kind of stuff. I understand. And I remember some of the places that I worked. You'd go in there, and I mean, all they ever did was fuss about money. They ain't paying me enough. They ain't paying me. This ain't right. This ain't. And I, you know, what I wanted to ask them, I said, well, have they cut your wages since you've been here? I mean, you agreed to work for that, and they've actually given you a little bit of an increase. But guess what? They're never content, and there was always a sense of entitlement. And I'm saying that, God, you promised me that you would meet my every need. I even sing songs about you meeting my need. I tell everyone, listen, God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. You know you've quoted it. But then we can be so discontent sometimes. We live with a sense of entitlement. And again, this might not lead you to go out and break into somebody's house, but it indicates a problem in here. The same problem that the person that would go and do it. All comes from the same place. So we need to be very, very careful. Very careful. So stealing comes from, number one, not respecting God's authority. Number two, not trusting in God's provisions. And number three, not caring about others. Let me read to you a passage real quickly from Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. You can turn there if you want to. There's several verses, and it's a good passage for you to read. Romans 13. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 8 of Romans 13. Romans 13, verse number 8. That is a beautiful sound right there. When you hear those pages, absolutely beautiful. Verse 8, owe no one anything. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is a fulfillment of the law. Now, you see there in verse number 8 where he says, owe no one anything. The idea behind Paul's words here are that we are to have no unpaid debt. It does not necessarily mean that you cannot finance, but that you and I are to have no unpaid debt. If you have a debt, you pay it back little by little as you can. You pay that debt back. The Bible never speaks negatively about borrowing, but it does forbid the looseness of contracting debts and indifference in discharging them. But I want you to notice what he says here. You are to owe no one anything except to love one another. What Paul is saying here is that love is the one debt that you will never pay off. You will never pay off the debt of loving one another. We never move beyond loving others and seeking their well-being. And you see here, he even refers to the commandments. Listen, you don't murder. You don't commit adultery. You don't steal. Don't do those things. Why? Because love is the law. By the way, Let me just say this. You ever heard somebody say, I don't care about all that law. I don't care about all them commandments. What we just need to focus on is loving God and loving others. Now, y'all may have never heard someone say that, but I have. I said, man, don't give me that doctrine. Don't give me all that theology. What we should do today is not worry about all that law stuff. We just need to love God and love one another. That's what we need to be doing. I'm not all about rules and commandments. I just want to love on people. But according to Paul right here, what is loving God and loving others a fulfillment of? It's the law. They don't even realize what they're saying. I'm not worried about commandments. I'm not worried about law. I'm just worried about loving others and loving God. Well, guess what? When you do that, you're fulfilling the commandments. So yes, you are about commandments. Yes, you are about law. Yes, you are about doctrine. And when you don't steal, you're loving others. And when you don't commit adultery, you're loving others. And when you don't murder, you're loving others. You're fulfilling the law. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says this, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Stealing is not a sign of love for God, nor is it bearing someone's burdens. In fact, stealing from someone is adding to someone's burdens. And when we steal, when we take something that is not ours, you know what it says? It says, I don't care. I don't care. I'll take this. And it's, you ever heard somebody say, you know, they won't ever miss it. If you can't say amen, you can say ouch. They'll never miss it. Folks, that's stealing. And God said, thou shalt. What part of thou shalt not do we not understand? When we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing at work or as an employer, when we're not serving God instead of serving man. Remember, we're supposed to serve Him no matter what we do. We're saying, I don't care what other people think. I don't care how it affects them. I don't care how it makes them feel. And Paul says, we are to love one another. You treat them the way you would want to be treated. You don't take something that doesn't belong to you. Whether it's money, whether it's time, no matter whether it's an idea, what it is, you give credit where credit is due. Christians are called to be above board in every single thing we do. We should be setting the example for everyone. I close by reminding you of this. Satan is the master thief. And if I steal, I'm just being like Satan. He is the thief, the robber, who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And He wants to rob us of God's best. And he wants to rob us of God's blessings. And he will do just that. And we should never want to be on that level. We should never put ourselves on the same level as Satan by being a thief or a liar. Deal honestly in every single thing that you do. Everything. For that is God's command. That is God's design. Don't take anything that doesn't belong to you. Trust God. Trust God. You say, yeah, but I feel like at work I'm getting mistreated. I'm getting overlooked. Trust God. Trust God. Believe that God knows where you are, knows what you need, and that He will provide it. Just trust Him. Don't reject God's authority. Don't reject God's word. Don't say, I know this is what it says, but. I know this is what it says, but. Friends, you're headed for disaster when you do that. And ask God to help you today to actually care for other people. I know that sometimes when people say, well, I just don't care what anybody, I know, I understand that. I understand. Sometimes that's just something somebody say because they're frustrated. But if you have a problem today, really, real problem with this issue, ask God today to help you to be concerned about other folks, to esteem others as better than yourself. Don't put yourself on the same level as an everyday thief or robber. Don't do that. Be a child of the living God. Learn to trust Him. Learn to obey Him. We can never go wrong.